Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
TBR is Book Riot's new subscription service offering tailored book recommendations for readers of all stripes. Been dreaming of a Stitch Fix for books? Now it's here. Tell TBR about your reading preferences and what you're looking for, and sit back while your bibliologist handpicks recommendations just for you. TBR offers plans to receive hardcover books in the mail or recommendations by email, so there's an option for every budget. Visit mytbr.co to sign up today. That's mytbr.co. You're listening to All the Backlist, a weekly show about books that are not new. I'm your host, Liberty Hardy, and I'm little in the middle, but I've got much backlist. This is episode 69, and today I'm going to talk about a few great titles related to the week's new releases and more. Hello, readers! As I was reading that first part, I just realized that if I had remembered it was episode 69, I could have done a show of recommendations to read if you enjoy Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. What a missed opportunity! I do have some great books to tell you about today based on the week's new releases, but first I want to tell you about today's sponsor. Today's episode is sponsored by Penguin Random House Audio. Keep up with your book club reading by listening to the audiobook. Audiobooks are the perfect complement to your busy schedule. Listen to new releases such as One Day in December by Josie Silver and read by Eleanor Tomlinson, and you can enjoy a whole new book club experience. For more listening suggestions, visit tryaudiobooks.com/bookriot. So, this week, one of my favorite books of the year came out, that is Little, by Edward Carey. So fantastic, highly recommend it. I love everything he does. The first book that I read by him, I think it's like 15 or 16 years old now, is Observatory Mansions. It's about the Orme family. They live in a building called Observatory Mansions. It was once a great estate, now it's in a state of disrepair. It's now an apartment complex. It's full of misfit residents. They are very quirky and strange. The mother and father of the family haven't spoken to each other in a very long time. It's just very unusual. And then a new resident comes to stay in the building and sort of shakes things up. It's really great. And it reminds me, when I went to NEBA a few weeks ago, Elizabeth McCracken was there. My favorite author. She was there receiving an award. And she was talking about the importance of independent booksellers and how many years ago when she was teaching in Iowa, she used to go in this indie bookstore and there was a bookseller there. I think maybe even the owner who used to tell her, oh, I have this book for you. And she said that if he thought she would like it, he would give it to her. But if he thought she would love it, he would sell it to her. And one day he sold her Observatory Mansions. He said, it's this amazing novel by this British author. You're going to love it. And she did. Not only did she love it, but 2 years later, she married Edward Carey. So she said she was literally hand-sold her husband by an independent bookseller. I thought that was such a great story. So again, his book is Observatory Mansions, and it's awesome. Also out this week, speaking of awesome, is Phoebe and Her Unicorn in Unicorn Theater by Dana Simpson. I never get tired of talking about Phoebe and Her Unicorn, especially right now because I think it's important to read things that make you happy. If you need a great comfort read, there are several collections of the individual comics, as well as This Makes the second graphic novel about a 10-year-old girl named Phoebe and, yes, her unicorn named Marigold Heavenly Nostrils, which is just amazing. And I've been watching Hilda on Netflix, which is itself based on a series of books. I also recommend those. And the show. It's so fantastic. I was actually watching it a couple weeks ago, and I was sick, and I was like, I can't tell if it's the cold medication or if this show is just super trippy, but it's so cute. And also, I would love to be infested with little tiny kittens like they are in the show. Just putting that out there. So if you're looking for something sweet and comforting to read, definitely pick up Phoebe and Her Unicorn by Dana Simpson and check out Hilda on Netflix. Jason Reynolds has a new book out this week. It's Lou, part of his Track series. And I was thinking about his books. He has several. I think Lou is his third one this year. My favorite of his is Boy in the Black Suit. It's about a teen named Matt who works at a funeral parlor. That's why he's always wearing a black suit. He took this job to help out his dad. His dad has not been doing well since his mom died and isn't making any money or paying the bills or really doing anything. So Matt takes this job and he meets a girl named Lovey. And Lovey has been through a lot in life, like a lot. But he finds that she's so tough and she still has a positive outlook. And she helps him believe in getting up every time you get knocked down, no matter how many times you get knocked down. It's really smart. I think it was a Coretta Scott King Honor book. Again, it's called Boy in the Black Suit, and it's by Jason Reynolds. Another book out this week, which sounds really fun. I haven't read it. Might pick it up, though. It's called An Elderly Lady is Up to No Good by Helene Thurston. And it's apparently exactly as advertised. But from reading the back of the book, she gets up to a lot more than no good. She might be a murderer, this elderly woman in the book. But it made me think of, well, stick with me here. I'm going to get to that part. So it made me think of a character in Angel Maker. But first, let me tell you about Angel Maker. It's by Nick Harkaway. It's about a tinker named Joe Spork. He works on clocks like his father before him. And he gets this unusual clockwork mechanism that he's working on and accidentally activates it. And this book is just, it's so fun and cool. It has the baddest villain in probably any book that I've read. My favorite villain. It's Shem Shem Tien. And it has a hilarious sex scene. But the character that the Thurston book made me think of is Edie Bannister. She is an octogenarian, former British agent, and when Joe Spork activates the clockwork mechanism, she has to get back into action and complete her mission. So she's like Emma Poole meets Dorothy Zbornak. She's awesome and badass and just so much fun. I do love a comparison. I love making comparisons. You might have noticed that by now. I'm like, if Luke Skywalker and Eleanor Roosevelt had a baby, and that child found abandoned kittens in the back of a 77 Plymouth Fury. Like, I love making comparisons. Anyway, getting back on track, that is Angel Maker by Nick Harkaway. And also out this week, Maria Christina talked about it on the new show, is The Traveling Cat Chronicles by Hiro Arakawa. And that made me think of the book that I've probably owned the longest and still not read, which is I Am a Cat by Soseki Natsume. And it is a 600-something page book narrated by a cat. It was written between 1904 and 1906. It's a satire of upper-class Japanese society. I've never met anyone who has read it. I've always meant to read it. I still haven't gotten to it. Maybe that should be my reading goal for next year, is to actually read this book. If you've read this book, please, you know, contact me. Let me know how it is. You can find me on Twitter at Miss Liberty. I'm on Instagram at Friends and Comes Alive. I would love to hear from somebody who has actually read this book. And for this week's Dealer's Choice, I'm throwing myself a Halloween readathon this weekend, starting off with The Suffering by Rin Chupico. She wrote, let's see, The Girl from the Well. I was going to say, I know I've read something by her. And The Bone Witch, which is a great series. This one, it says it is, oh wait, no, that's a thing for The Ring. I don't know. This is about teenagers and spirits and scary woods, which sounds right up my alley. It's going to be lots of fun. I have a bunch of great stuff to read. I think it'll be a great time. So that is it for me this week, book lovers. Thank you for listening to my stories and my comparisons. It's a reminder again that you can sign up for TBR at mytbr.co, and you can also try audiobooks at tryaudiobooks.com/bookriot. You can find a list of the books I mentioned today in the show notes by visiting bookriot.com/allthebooks. And if you're a fan of All the Books and you want to give us a treat, you can leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other book lovers to find us. If you want to talk about books or see pictures of my books, Steinbeck and Millay. Oh, that reminds me. So getting back to Angel Maker, when I got Steinbeck as a kitten, I was going to name him Spork in honor of Joe Spork from that book. And book writer Jen Northington, she was like, he's too beautiful and handsome. You can't name him Spork. He needs a regal literary name. So instead, I named him Steinbeck, and he turned out to be an absolute spork. He is the dumbest dummy to ever dumb. Just ridiculous. But anyway, getting back to the end of the show, you can catch me on Twitter at Miss Liberty, on Litzy under Liberty, and on Instagram at Franzen Comes Alive. I'll be back on Tuesday with Rebecca Shinsky to tell you about the week's great new releases. So have a great weekend, kittens, and happy reading.